Here's a story from Judith Sloan. Among other things, she teaches theater in New York City, and her students are mostly new immigrants. Like most high schoolers, they can be hard to motivate. Not too long ago, a performance was coming up. The students were supposed to have memorized their lines, but when Judith arrived for rehearsal, some of her young actors were playing games. The rest were sprawled on the floor.
So I laid down on the floor with them. They told me they were exhausted from speaking English. I didn't know what to do, so I asked them to show me all the verbal tricks they knew in their own languages. Songs, poems, games, tongue twisters.
The one that I used to like the most, Marinero que se fue a la mar y mar y mar para ver que podía very, very ver y lo único que pudo very, very ver fue el fuego. In English? Oh. Sailor who went out to sea to see what he could see, and the only thing he could see was the bottom of the sea. It makes more sense in Spanish.
Suddenly, they were stopping me after rehearsals outside the building to sing me songs and recite more tongue twisters.
When I talk in English, I have to use so much energy of me.
A practicing Muslim, Nargis is the most traditional of the group and the most outspoken.
In your language, you can say like anything because it's in your tongue. So you don't have to think. But when you use English words, you have to think and talk. So it's like two kind of energy using.
So I put the scripts aside and start out on a mission to get them to teach me as many games as they can remember.
Did anybody play these games when you were a little kid?
Yeah, we did.
What do you call those?
Numbers is like, it's a game, and it's a counting game. You start from one, and you go to the highest number you can. This one, two, three.
My name is Attila. I'm from Budapest, Hungary.
Attila was really good at the tongue twisters. He had had a lot of practice playing theater games when he was a kid in Hungary.
For example, you're a store salesman and you're selling body parts, and someone goes in the store looking for a left toenail. And the conversation would have to be the tongue twister. And if I stopped in the middle of the tongue twister, the other person in the scene would have to continue from the place where I stopped.
All the game playing made it easier for the kids to share their stories of migration.
I was 2 years old when I left Afghanistan, and on that time I was war there, and we were in Peshawar, Pakistan for 10 years. I moved here on September 2nd, 2001. Without my mom.
Nargis tells me she wants to take 6 months off from high school to spend time with her ailing mother in Pakistan.
Even though I don't have a green card, I want to take a risk. Because who knows if the law will allow me to come back or not. Mother John, where are you?
Nargis writes a new poem and brings it to rehearsal.
Let me go far without you.
On the night of the final show, my students perform pieces about longing,
without you, I'm blind. Mother,
memory, friendships, the future, and home. Sometimes in their own languages,
heaven is under the feet of the morning.
Sometimes in English.
Southside, Richmond, O'Brien, Wood, and Sutton. Bangladesh, Colombia, India, India. Trinidad, El Salvador, Mexico, and Pia.
That's Judith Sloan with students from the Queens International High School and Van Wyck Middle School in New York City. Sloan is the author, with Warren Lehrer, of the book Crossing the Boulevard, Strangers, Neighbors, Aliens in a New America.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.